USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New satellite images show North Korea may be taking steps to produce more nuclear weapons. The images released Tuesday show plumes of smoke emerging from buildings at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Center. NBC reports that experts believe the images show North Korean efforts to restart processing plutonium for weapons at the site. The activity comes after a pair of missile tests from the North Korean regime, a likely challenge to President Biden's new administration. And G. Gordon Liddy has died. A central figure in the Watergate scandal, Liddy served more than 4 years in prison after being convicted on conspiracy and burglary charges. Liddy later moved into acting and starred in several TV series in the late 80s and 90s. In 1992, he began hosting his own nationally syndicated radio show, retiring from the airwaves in 2012. Liddy was 90. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead diplomatic efforts to deal with the immigration crisis on the border. But some Republicans have questioned whether or not she's the right person to handle the issue. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News that her support for amnesty makes her the wrong person to put in charge of immigration.
She's not going to get into this in any way, and if she were, she's the wrong person, because she's for amnesty for illegal immigrants. She is somebody who has fought with the ICE agents and always taken the side of the illegal immigrants. She's someone, while running for president, said illegal immigrants ought to receive free, taxpayer-paid-for health insurance. If we want to follow and solve this problem, we need to do what the border agents told us when we were there last week visiting with them, and that's reinstitute the Remain in Mexico policy that worked under the Trump administration, and President Biden eliminated it on day number one.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure proposal on Wednesday, but critics say they hope the president will be willing to listen to the other side. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota John Thune says,
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that, at least right now, seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a referee officiating the Gonzaga-USC Elite Eight game is awake and alert after collapsing on the court. Referee Bert Smith was stretchered off the floor after he collapsed early in the first half. The NCAA says Smith was being treated in the locker room after feeling lightheaded. Standby referee Tony Henderson replaced Smith for the duration of the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.